"Mr. Musgrave, sir!" he cried in a voice which was hoarse with emotion. "I can't bear disgrace, sir. I've always been proud above my station in life, and disgrace would kill me. My blood will be on your head, sir. It will indeed, if you drive me to despair. If you cannot keep me after what has passed, then for God's sake, let me give you notice and leave in a month, as if of my own free will." I could stand that, Mr. Musgrave, but not to be cast out before all the folk that I know so well.
You don't deserve much consideration, Brunton, I answered. Your conduct has been most infamous. However, as you have been a long time in the family, I have no wish to bring public disgrace upon you. A month, however, is too long. Take yourself away in a week, and give what reason you like for going.
Only a week, sir, he cried in a despairing voice. A fortnight! Say at least a fortnight!
A week, I repeated, and you may consider yourself to have been very leniently dealt with.
He crept away, his face sunk upon his breast like a broken man, while I put out the light and returned to my room. For 2 days after this, Brunton was most assiduous in his attention to his duties. I made no allusion to what had passed, and waited with some curiosity to see how he would cover his disgrace. On the third morning, however, he did not appear, as was his custom, after breakfast, to receive my instructions for the day. As I left the dining-room, I happened to meet Rachel Howells, the maid. I have told you that she had only recently recovered from an illness and was looking so wretchedly pale and wan that I remonstrated with her for being at work. "You should be in bed," I said. "Come back to your duties when you are stronger." She looked at me with so strange an expression that I began to suspect that her brain was affected.
"I am strong enough, Mr. Musgrave," said she.
"We will see what the doctor says," I answered. "You must stop work now, and when you go downstairs, just say that I wish to see Brunton."
"The butler is gone," said she.
"Gone? Gone where?"
"He is gone.